This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. That's the song Just As I Am, performed by the African Children's Choir. It's also the name of their new tour, which is currently underway with a number of performances in Oregon this month. I spoke with tour leader Janelle Hoekstra, a Canadian who first saw the choir perform at her church when she was a child.
The African Children's Choir actually started in 1984 by a man named Ray Barnett. He was doing relief work in Uganda at that time. It was right after a brutal civil war. The reign of Idi Amin had torn apart their country. He was doing relief work there. And he gave a ride in his car to a young boy. And even though the boy was recently orphaned, he didn't know what was going to happen next. He just sang with just a dignity and a joy that really moved Ray. So he thought if people could see this side of Africa, the dignity, the potential, the joy, that they would have a different idea of what was happening there, that they would be moved to help. And so he came up with the idea of starting a choir. And the first choir he started in Canada in 1984.
And tell us a little bit about some of these kids. They come from pretty harsh conditions. Some of them have been orphaned. Through the proceeds that are generated through the concerts at the performances, they're able to have homes and education and things that they might not have access to.
Absolutely. So these children are all from Uganda. They're 8 to 10 years old, and they're chosen for the choir on the basis of need. The idea is that any of these children can learn the program. They all have the potential for that. So they're choosing children based on who they can impact the most, but then also who will be an impact afterwards. They are given the opportunity for an education that goes all the way past post-secondary, so all the way finishing college, university, tech school, whatever they're interested in. The idea really is that they all have that potential inside of them to be change makers of their country. All that they're missing is the opportunity to realize that through an education, through having their eyes open to what's available to them.
And tell us a little bit about the Music for Life Centers.
Music for Life is our parent organization. They do all kinds of outreach and relief work and things like that back home in Uganda, as well as some other African countries. Specifically, Music for Life centers are run by past choir children who are in university. They go into schools and they teach simple skills. They teach personal hygiene, teach songs and dance, and just really have a connection with the kids, outreach in the communities, giving back to these communities that they've come from.
And the African Children's Choir have performed for dignitaries and politicians and even Queen Elizabeth. What do the kids think of this? Are they even fazed by this, of performing in front of such famous people?
I think they have such a wide range. We go into small communities, we go into bigger cities, we sing for celebrities, the Queen, things like that. Sometimes I think they'll understand that this is big. Maybe if it's not now, later, they'll maybe come to realize what an amazing opportunity they've really had. But right now, I think they're just soaking it in, and they get just as much excitement singing for a big crowd as they do by going with their host family to visit a fire station or to play with the animals in the backyard or to go swimming or just those simple experiences as well. They could just get so much joy out of each little opportunity that they're given.
You're starting out your tour in Eugene on Friday night, and I'm sorry that the weather is so cold here, so hopefully they've got warm jackets and hats and mittens to stay warm.
Yes, we do.
At the concerts, they are free, but donations are greatly appreciated, and I understand the money goes back into the program.
Yeah, into the program here on the road, as well as those Music for Life centers, those outreach programs. Their program that they're doing right now is a brand new one. We're the first group to do it, and it's a celebration of joy and excitement, of dance, of drumming, of their culture, of our culture coming together to spread happiness.
Janelle Hoekstra is the tour leader for the African Children's Choir. They are performing tonight at 7 at Westside Christian Church in Eugene. For a link to their Oregon tour schedule, go to our website, klcc.org. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.